Podcast. I'm Dr. Fred Clary, founder of Functional Analysis Chiropractic Technique, a chiropractic technique based on movement and breathing. Well, it's been a while. I took a little time off to, hang out with the family and do some things. But I thought I would start doing the podcast again. Let's get back. I've had hundreds of inquiries why I'm not doing podcasts. So, okay, I'll get back to it. I'll start doing them at least weekly. And I wanted to cover something today about what I went through the last couple weeks. And we're going to talk about stem cells. We're going to talk about PRP. We're going to talk about Synvisc. We're going to talk about, injections into the knees and the back. So if you're a little skittish, you may not want to listen to this podcast. But we're also going to talk about bodily autonomy. Yes, bodily autonomy. Autonomy just basically means you control what is yours. And how the fact in February of 2014 in the United States of America, that went away. Let me say that again. It went away. You do not own your own tissues. You do not own your own blood. You do not own it. The federal government does. And I'll try to work through it. I'm going to stay away from the legalese. I'm going to make this a quick podcast. But I just want to tell you some things that happened to me, what I've learned, and things I've been screaming about forever. Yes, everything I said about COVID-19 came true. Of course, the pandemic, quote unquote, is over. Oh, it didn't come from China. Yes, it did. It came from because we've been doing gain of function. Research forever, way before 2019, we've been popping off spikes on COVID viruses forever. I mean, I played with them in the 80s when I was in college. So, people are pretty clueless. But what I want to talk about is, stem cell research. Now, when they talk about stem cells, they usually talk about like umbilical cord stem cells. Stem cells that come from the umbilical cord of a newborn, fetal stem cells, but you can have your own stem cells. So I'm going to tell you about the history of what happened to me, the narrative. So I have bad knees, 40 years of powerlifting is not good for your knees, and I went first for Synvisc, which is like hyaluronic acid. It's artificial synovial fluid, the fluid that's inside your joints. And I had an allergic reaction to it. Did not help at all, made it worse. Signed up for bilateral knee replacements. I had someone on my powerlifting team, the Nemesis team, thank you, Tom, always hammering me to go try out this Dr. Hansen. Go. And I've interviewed him on my podcast. You guys have heard of him. And, I said, okay, let me try the PRP first. So that's like, platelet-rich plasma. Basically, there's growth factors in all your platelets. They're part of your blood. They help clot things. But there's all kinds of other growth factors on them. He spun those out, put them into my knees. Wow, did I have a great improvement. I mean, as he says, it changes the joint chemistry. My knees started feeling better. And I'm like, why didn't my orthopedic surgeon recommend this? In fact, my orthopedic surgeon said this stuff doesn't work. Well, yeah, because he gets paid for doing joint replacements. And I'm like, this feels great. One Sunday, my wife was out of town, and I had an anxiety attack. I get up in the middle of the night, 2 or 3 in the morning, run around, the doors are locked. Windows are closed. Look outside, all the cars are fine. Look around the bedrooms, all the teenagers I'm supposed to have at the time are there. I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, oh, I don't have any background pain. There's no background pain in my back or my knees. Amazing. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go through the full thing. So in February, I had Dr. Hansen take out some PRP, did my knees, and then he put it into my low back, right between where all the adipose, that back fat, and that fascia layer. Fascia is like the covering of all our muscles, the shaping of all that. And he injected it there because mesenchymal stem cells means they produce skin and fascia and tendons and ligaments and cartilage. There's a lot of mesenchymal cells there, stem cells. And he injected it so I could grow it. So in 2 days, I grew my own stem cells. He pulled them out with like a big pen. Oh my God, that cannula was so big, it was painful. I'm not telling anyone that it's not painful, it's painful. And re-injected my lumbar spine, my SIs, my glutes, my quads, and my knees. Within a few weeks, I started feeling better. Even today, I'm feeling better sitting here talking into the mic. And I'm blown away, and I'm like, wait a minute. This is my own cells. In fact, he had a cytometer there, a thing that measures how many live cells in a cc of blood. And it was 100% live, and I had about 30 million cells. Umbilical stem cells, which you've been hearing about all in the news, it's always in the news, only 10% alive. Mine were 100% alive. And they're mine, not someone else's where I can reject them. My immune system will reject them. So I went ahead and he injected all those areas I talked about previously, and I'm starting to feel better. And I'm like, Dr. Ron, what the hell is going on? And he told me about 21 CFR 1271. You know, it's a administrative FDA rule where you're not allowed to use your own blood, your own tissues to fix yourself. And he told me, and I hate to out you, Dr. Ron, but I'm going to say it. He said, I was pro-America, I was very patriotic, you know, and then this happened. And I've not ever trusted the government again. And I've been doing some research on it. And basically what happened in 2006, the FDA basically changed one word in their rule. The rule was you couldn't take tissue from one person and put it into another human without FDA approval. And then they took away the word another. Yes, you cannot take blood out of yourself and put it back into yourself without it being a drug. The United States controls it. I'm not kidding. You are not autonomous. You do not own your own blood. The FDA sent a letter to Regenerative Sciences out of Colorado. They were a group that was basically taking out bone marrow from an individual, putting in their own like platelet petri dishes, their own, nobody else's, their own. It's their own cells, their own tissue, their own body, and then growing it for a couple weeks. And then putting those stem cells back in a bad knee, bad shoulder, and getting great results. For those who don't know, stem cells, mesenchymal stem cells, can become anything like I just said. They can become cartilage. They can become ligaments. They can become tendons. It's what God gave you to grow those areas. Well, that's not what the FDA says. That's not what the United States says. If you manipulate those cells too much, it's a drug, which means it has to go through all the 10 to 15 years of FDA hoops and research and BS to become a legalized drug. Well, how do you do that with 1,000 individuals? Each one's different. No, you don't own your own blood. You do not own your own blood. So So Regenerative Sciences from Colorado, the clinic that was doing all this research, went ahead and sued the FDA. And it took to February 2014 in a appeals court, First District Appeals Court, for them to be knocked down. The judge upheld it. And basically, you do not own your own tissue. Now, most of us walking around don't care about that. You got my life to live. But you don't realize in February 2014, you lost rights to your own body. And I'm not talking vaccines, forced vaccinations. We're not even talking that. We already know that happens. But we're talking about if you pull blood out of your body and want it put back in, and you manipulate it in any way, it's a drug, and the FDA runs it, and you cannot do that. Ugh, crazy. What happened to bodily autonomy? What blows my mind is the same people that are pushing bodily autonomy, my body and my rights. I can do whatever I want with my body. Those people don't even care that you can't do stem cell research with your own blood. That is crazy. So, long story short, I have no back pain right now. I had my back done. My knees are getting better. I'm walking up the steps. So is it working? Yes, it's 100% working. And it's only been a month. I'm so excited for what's going to happen to me. But I'm also very upset as I delve and dig into 21 CFR 1271 ruling. As I dig into these things and realize that, you know, there's a reason people go to Mexico. There's a reason people go to Belize. There's a reason people go there. You go to Belize, they pull out your blood, spin it out, put the stem cells in, say come back in 2 weeks as we grow them, and then put them back in. All your own tissue. And they're fixing things down there. Third world country. But guess what? We can't do it here. Why? I don't know if it's pharmaceutical companies. I don't know if like the orthopedics are scared that they're going to be losing business. This stuff is expensive to do. What I don't understand is how we lost control of our own bodies. And this has been another Fact Podcast.